You're listening to SBS News.
Flowers are a luxury. Flowers are an essential item. Flowers keep us connected with our soul, smile off the earth, and flowers smile the same in every language. A lot more important than what people realise.
Born in the Netherlands, Anya Siebus grew up in a culture in which flowers were always on the table. But when she opened her floristry business in Brisbane in 1985, she was surprised to learn it was not common in Australia to buy flowers for the house and that they were only bought for special occasions. Her love for flowers began as a young child.
Well, my grandfather was a head gardener at a castle in the Netherlands, and he grew the flowers. So when there were parties in the early days, the whole house was decked out with flowers every week. And so I grew up with those stories. And across the road from my parents, there was a florist shop. And after school, I would hang around the florist shop and they would say, can you do a delivery? So they'd give me 25 cents for delivery on my pushbike.
Contrary to early forecasts that Australians would cut spending on discretionary items because of a deteriorating economy, Queensland florists have reported an increase in flower sales since the COVID-19 pandemic started. Ms. Siebus says, after the initial challenges of lockdown, she has seen a massive shift in the local flower market as more people now regularly purchase flowers for themselves.
If things are going to be hard, flowers are going to be important because that will keep us connected with what matters, life and loving. We made immediate changes because we lost initially 50% of our turnover, and we did our website in a different way and upgraded that and worked a lot with the community, and our shop is like a safe space. We're doing great.
Despite having to cancel all her wedding bookings this year, Brisbane florist and event stylist Imelda Reyes-Kateb says she luckily avoided having to close her business, even at the height of the pandemic. Instead, Ms. Kateb has seen its biggest annual sales since she began trading in 1997.
By the end of June, we have had 38 weddings cancelled and postponed. It was supposed to be a very bad financial situation for us, but surprisingly, we are one of the good news during the pandemic. Why? Because a lot of people are buying flowers for themselves to make them happy. A lot of husbands place orders online or on phone because they want to cheer up the whole family.
Originally from the Philippines, Ms. Kateb moved to Brisbane in 1990 with her husband Sam after living in Canada and the United States. 5 years later, they invested in a floristry business after much convincing from her husband, who had helped a florist friend at a Valentine's Day event.
And after that Valentine event, my husband came home and he said, you know, Imelda, I have found the right business for us. This is a happy business and I want to do this business. I said, and what is it? It's a flower shop. I said, we graduated the best degrees overseas and we are doing flowers. What will my parents say? I said, okay, let's have a look at it. And we always consider ourselves essential services, just like all the others, because we make people happy. We give them hope. We give them something to smile about.
Psychologist Lisa Flowers of Evoke Psychology in Queensland says people associate flowers with positive experiences and celebrations.
Stop and smell the roses. Flowers, they give us an opportunity to stop and be present and really enjoy the moment that we're in. There's that association of flowers with positive events and experiences where we experience a connection with other people. And that connection to others, that connectedness, is really integral to good well-being and good mental health.
Ms. Flowers highlighted the impact the pandemic has had on mental health and says people naturally turn to flowers during times of crisis. Financial services company Rabobank has estimated the COVID-19 crisis has already cost the global floriculture industry at least $1.5 billion in losses. In the Australian winter months, more than 80% of flowers sold locally are reportedly imported from Kenya, Colombia, Malaysia, Vietnam and Thailand, despite cut flowers being grown all year round across the country. As a result, there is stronger demand for sourcing flowers locally. Tasmanian peony farmer Joe Wright is looking forward to another harvest this coming November.
So our peonies are just poking their little pink noses through the soil It'll be a few more months before we start harvest here. Late November through to late December, and some years even into January.
Together with her husband Caleb, they have been shipping fewer of their flowers interstate as their harvests immediately sell out locally. But Ms. Wright says they are quite happy to stay small and local.
We're just two people growing peonies, and for us it's a lifestyle, and it's a beautiful lifestyle with a beautiful product that people really love. It's an awful lot of work, so we have to kind of manage the enjoyment of producing this lovely product and making it a little bit of money. We don't make a fortune from them, but people love it, so that's why we continue to do it.
Ms. Kateb, Ms. Wright and Ms. Seabus are all optimistic that people will appreciate the value of flowers more than ever before. Marcus Megaloconomos, SBS News.